That doesn't sound familiar to me either. I know a lot of places down there. Chartreuse, did you say? Like the color? But, don't. There's nothing wrong with talking about it, and keep talking about it. I don't know if there's anything else we can really say at this point. You know, just make you more frustrated. That's all I'm saying. Just, all right, you know your plan, you know. But, hell, you know, I got no problem talking about it. I just figure it's frustrating you. Because we can't help. This is crazy. I've never been a big Yaesu fan, so, you know, I'm not. But it's not for that reason. I've never known them to be, you know, bad in that realm. I don't know. I really have no. Because I've not been a big Yaesu fan, I've not had a lot of dealing with them. Although I do really like their mobiles, you know, their FM mobiles. So, figure there's that. Anywho, and I know their current run of HF rigs are pretty stout. So, it's. ICOM either for HF rigs, but now they're my go-tos, so go figure that. Things change. But pretty much the thing is I'm just outside of my FM mobiles, which is what we're talking about, oddly. I've not had a whole lot of experience with Yaesus. I got a 200, a 400, a 500, and a 8900. I've got several, and they do, one thing I've seen from Yaesus that I've not seen from other manufacturers, they do let the finals. That seems to be pretty common in Yaesu mobile radios, which is annoying and scares me. I never run mine in high power. Anyhow, enough on all that. Dakota?